Kayla.
This is Desi.
And you're listening to
Sunday Sips.
Talks about the culture.
Lord, this girl is so goofy. Yo, in real life, Kayla is so goofy and like nobody knows it. Well, people know it.
People know it. I was gonna say.
But it takes a minute. Yeah. It's taking like 4 years to figure it out.
4 years.
No, like 4 months. But cheers to episode 12.
Cheers.
Took us a while to get here.
We was busy. We had to keep like postponing because, you know, life got in the way.
Life was busy. But beautiful, and a lot of great things are happening in my new job. I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it. So I'm busy as hell.
I had family in town last week, so I spent time with them.
That's important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so we're drinking Bird Dog apple whiskey. That's what I'm drinking. And then Kayla, you dipped into the...
The Honey Jack.
Yes. Oh, between the honey and the apple?
Could be like a little pear there.
Pear?
Well, like together. Like
a a pear. I just want to hold it for like food. That. I was like, how did you get that combination? Oh, okay. Yeah, see, look at this. But yeah, this is actually from, we had hosted a Christmas party. And this was one of the drinks that was brought.
It's so delicious. Still left over for like December.
It is. And it is fine. So good. It's so good. We appreciate you. It was Lisa that got it. Thank you, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi.
Before we do our topic, Kayla, you have some news for us.
Yeah, so in our segment called, in case you haven't heard, I've got some news. Let me think here. So I want to start with, let me start with this one. So Oprah has joined in the call for justice and has put up like all these billboards around Louisville, Kentucky that are demanding action for Breonna Taylor.
That's nice.
Yeah. I know this has been kind of your personal mission to spread awareness about Breonna Taylor and until, you know, her.
Yeah.
And I'm glad Oprah's like finally doing something.
Yeah.
I'm like,
it's been months.
My
thing is like, I'm glad.
I have personal feelings about Oprah. Yeah, like, me too. I know we talked off mic about her.
Yes. And like the American Dirt book and how she endorsed that.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Go back to your, go ahead to what you were saying.
But I'm finally glad to see like Oprah stepping up because she is a prominent member of the Black community.
And just a member of American and world history. Like
Oprah is she ballin'? Like she's got deep pockets, so she needs to use them.
Absolutely. And I just feel like it's been months. Like Oprah would, like, thank you, Oprah. Also, it's been a really long time. So thank you. And next time, like, there should be no next time, but if we need, like, if the Black community is struggling, please step in quicker. Maybe she's been doing other stuff I don't know about, but I have not been hearing about Oprah very much.
Not someone I hear about that much either.
No, I feel like, but that's nice, Oprah. Thank you. Keep doing that. Do some other stuff, too. Don't just hang billboards, you know? Use that money to, like, help fund the parents' lawyers or something. Like, you know, help bail some people out. Hope you've been doing that. Like, donate to a whole bunch. Like, I don't know. I feel like there's other things you can do. Like, also, I think it's because, like, you're hanging billboards. Like, that's a very visible thing for you to do, Oprah. That's great.
And whatever this
and
month.
So I'm glad that Breonna Taylor is getting the billboards. Like, she should have, like, this should have been solved for. But Oprah, you're doing a very, like, outward, visible, like, show of action.
So this month is the first month that on the cover of her O magazine, it wasn't her.
Yep.
And it was Breonna Taylor.
Yeah, which is also good. Also, you have enough money to where, like, you can basically fund the parents' legal fees and get them top lawyers, and like we can do this for other people. Like, I'm seeing a lot of visible things. I need laws to be changed.
Same.
So that was good. Next piece of news.
Next. Okay. Well, so Joe Biden has decided on a VP today. Breaking news. Mm-hmm. He's chosen Kamala Harris.
Yes.
I'm glad that it's a woman.
Yeah.
I mean, he made that like kind of declaration a few weeks back that he would pick a woman.
Mm-hmm.
He picked a Black woman, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't know much about her to really speak on it. I know like she was running in the primaries and she wasn't my favorite just because like I loved Elizabeth Warren. Mm. But now that she's the pick, I'm definitely gonna like wanna learn more about her.
That's where I am too. I'm excited, I'm happy, and I also want to like learn more about her and see what, you know, some of her platforms are and like just, yeah, that's exciting though.
Yeah, I'm glad like, and this is only like the third time in U.S. history mm-hmm. where a woman mm-hmm. has been chosen as like a VP mm-hmm. pick. So, yay, cool. Picking strides. And the first black woman, so mm-hmm. I'll say that. All right, so I also wanted to talk, okay, these two are kind of like related, and okay. then it also leads into our topic.
All right, cool beans.
So I watched, I don't know, like some press release uh-huh. earlier today given by the Ohio governor.
Yeah.
And he was talking about schools reopening and kind of what the plan is for the state of Ohio. And then a lot of, some of the questions were surrounded by sports and football, like, you know, course, mm-hmm. Ohio is their football. Like, typical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Football Hall of Fame is here.
I know.
It's in Canton, right?
It is.
Cool. Yeah. I'm gonna go. I haven't went yet.
You know, I lived over there like for yeah. a few years, never went.
What?
I know.
Do you never?
No, I don't even really understand the game, to be honest.
Oh, Jesus.
I like football players.
I'm done with
dated
you.
A few.
But so you didn't ever pay attention when you were at their games?
No. Nope. And
then, like, no, you look at me like, nope. Like, the face you gave me was like, no shame.
Sorry.
Then had better things to do.
Man,
no regrets. Yo, okay, so as we were saying.
As we were saying, college sports. So the Big Ten canceled.
Ooh.
Right, so like, there's that's no like Ohio College State. Football. Wait. Right. College football, yeah. So, and other conferences have either been canceled or suspended the season.
Mm.
Now there's this hashtag going around amongst like players that we want to play. Like hashtag we want to play. And I'm thinking like, why are we listening to like these very young adults who are not scientists? And like,
can we go
play another year?
Can we go back to how the hashtag we want to play? It just sounds like, I don't know. I don't want to say it sounds childish, but we want to play. Like,
mm-hmm.
we're trying to demand a lot of things right now. You know,
people like do not grasp. Like, we were literally in a pandemic.
Yeah, I feel like if you want to go play. We're not gonna pay you though. Like, go play.
I mean, they're college. They're not really getting paid either.
Well,
not supposed to be getting paid.
I know.
Wink, wink.
Oh. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I guess if I was an athlete and if that was my scholarship, that was my livelihood, if this was like my senior year and I was trying to get drafted by the NFL and I needed this year, I would be pissed.
Yeah.
Also, COVID is very serious. You know, like, people
are literally dying.
Yes. Like, young people. Like, at first we were like, oh, it's like people who are like above 65. Like, there's 20-year-olds who are dying or their health is being altered long term. Like, nobody even knows the long term ramifications of this. And we talk about you want to play?
Yeah. And even there's been studies now that like show, you know, children are susceptible to yes. the virus as well.
Yes.
Initially they were saying, you know, like young kids don't really catch it, but that's not true.
That wasn't true at all. Absolutely not. But so I understand. And if somehow there is a college athlete listening to us right now, sorry, but you may have to wait until we're a little bit healthier as a civilization. Like, what they should be doing is figuring out how to support these players as like, okay, we all agree it's going to stop. We're all coming back another year. Let's get y'all some long-term plans. Why don't we use this year to actually help you all?
Academically.
Absolutely. Because not all of you all are making it to the league.
No. Sorry, but it's true.
So can we take this year to actually, like, stop and worry about what's really important? We all want to play. All right, I'm sorry. No. Keep going.
Well, then that brings us to our topic today,
yeah.
Which is going back to school.
Yeah. So what's the news you have from Governor DeWine?
Oh, well, he is basically leaving the decision on whether or not school should open up to local counties and districts. They did show this map of Ohio, and it was all color-coded, and mm-hmm. basically the two areas that looked like they were doing virtual, like, all virtual learning was basically the Cleveland, Cuyahoga County area and Columbus and Franklin County area.
Yeah, basically the two major cities.
Right, and then
because all of we got knocked the fuck out the first time COVID came.
Yeah, but I was surprised. Like, I thought Cincinnati would be more of a...
I don't know. I mean... I don't know. I think Cincinnati's weird because it's, like, right so close to Kentucky.
It's just weird because we're close to Kentucky.
I didn't mean to say like that. I'm sorry. We have Cincinnati listeners, and I love you. What I'm saying is, like, sometimes when I hear about, like, I know Cincinnati's, like, real close to Florence, and so I'm wondering if maybe, like, the district there thinks differently because, like, maybe they have some teachers who live in Kentucky. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Like more rural areas.
I'm also thinking like if Kentucky schools choose to open and people live there and commute to Cincinnati, then that's going to impact their decision to open Cincinnati. Because like, what if I'm a teacher who lives on the Kentucky side and my schools are open? I can't do virtual learning because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have to match what my kid is doing. Like, if you're a teacher and you have to go to work, you better hope your kids' school is open, too. They can't be remote because you have to go to work.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like because it's so close to another state, whatever that state does, they may have to consider that some of our people live there.
Then there are, like, some pieces on the map where they want to call it a hybrid.
Yep. Where Cleveland was talking about that for a minute.
Were they? Okay. Where, like, what is that? Part
A, B. Like, half the kids come, then half the other kids come. But we'll talk about the problems with that later.
Okay. And then a lot of the map, most of Ohio really, was all just go back to school. In 7 or 5 days a week in school learning.
Oh, Jesus. Just send them back. So let's talk through the different models, what people are talking about.
All right.
The first one was send them back. Just go back and just...
wear a mask.
But...
try to keep social distancing.
Well, but they had set out... yeah, but the problem is they had set out guidelines for the schools when they're talking about going back. So it was like desks need to be 4 to 6 feet apart. We're like, so you're going to have 4 kids in a classroom? Like, they gave guidelines, but gave no direction as to what it will look like to follow the guidelines, which is what the problem is with education. People just be like, do this. And you never
really know what they're talking about.
Exactly. So then we have to figure it out and, like, pull magic from anywhere. And, like, you know, so that's a whole different thing. But so they gave these weird-ass guidelines. And we're like, okay, if this is going to happen, you can't have all the kids in the building at the same time. So that's how the, like, the hybrid model or, like, the alternate, like, A-B model. So it's, like, half the kids come one time, then half the kids come the other time. And then whenever they're not in school, it'd be like, you can do like virtual learning.
That was actually our go back to work model.
Yeah, it was. Model. I remember you talking about that. I was like, this sounds familiar. And it still don't sound regular. Right. The problem with that is like, you are still going to have a central person in that building who is at risk. So the teacher is going to be infected by a person at the A model or the B model. So if the teacher gets sick, then that teacher is going to contaminate the other group of students.
And what if you're, like, in between models or don't know between when you got infected to where you started getting symptoms to where
it's like
you got tested
it's
to where
still
you
a
got
risk.
Your test back.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Right. Because it's taking, like, what, 2 weeks
and
to get
then,
test back?
And then you have to think, in that case, like, students are going to be quarantining, so your enrollment's going to be low. And the thing is, if you open up a school, you have to have a certain amount of enrollment to get funded that day. Like, otherwise, the school doesn't make that money back. So if you have less than, like, let's say 70% of students, whatever food was given out that day, like, that's out the school's pocket. That's why attendance is so important. That's why some schools have attendance initiatives.
Why truancy is, like...
yeah, it's a big-ass deal. That's why some districts have buses that go around and pick up truant kids. You need day money. Like, that's a real thing.
So this is really for the school's benefit. Like, no,
I mean,
you need to come here so
I mean,
can get our...
here's money. The thing. The teacher knows it. Like, the kid need to be able to learn. The parents know.
Right,
and
right.
The admin know. But the district be saying...
even get that kid scope.
So in that point, you're going to have, like, low enrollment. You're going to have closing the school anyway. So it our... like, where I'm working for, we're doing 100% remote. The problems with that is you got to make sure all kids have access to internet, which... our district did shout out Breakthrough. They gave every kid in the district a laptop and a Wi-Fi.
Wow, that's great.
Yes. Shout out. Okay. But like you have, but what if your district don't do that or don't have the money for that? Mm-hmm. So then you have to think they need internet. They need a laptop. They need someone based off of the age. They need someone who can help them with their work. Mm-hmm. Imagine a kindergarten learning to count for the first time. You're going to give them a laptop, say, learn count. You also have some students, they get their meals from school. So some kids, they're not getting breakfast and lunch. Some kids get services like you know, occupational therapy, speech, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
So it's like, how are you getting your services? Because you were getting those at the school. Some kids, that's when their school has like a nurse, and that's where they...
Miss Spires.
Aww.
She was a school nurse.
But you see what I'm saying? Like, some kids, like, they have the mobile dentist that comes. Like, a lot happens. Yeah, like, kids get a lot from school. It's not just where you learn your ABCs and you learn how to count. Like, the school, especially in lower-income communities, is the hub for child development. Like, there were some students I had, and I saw them more than their parents saw them. And nothing on the parent. I love my parents. They just worked.
Yeah.
Like, they worked. If you have a parent who works third shift, like, think about that. Like, yeah. You may see your kid as much as you can, but
I came from a single parent home. Yes. My mom worked a lot.
Yeah, and so, but you have your teacher in front of you 8 hours a day. So think about that. When a parent may see their kid, like, 4 or 5 hours. Now, weekends, that's different, but students get a lot. They get food. Some of them, that may be where they get heat. Like, we have to think about, so there's a lot of services that have been put on schools to provide for students, and now you could take care of the reading materials part, but like we know with, like physiological needs, like Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Yeah.
If your physiological needs are not met, you're not getting any other needs.
Isn't physical touch or something one of those needs?
Possibly, probably. I don't know. I don't like to be touched, so I don't know.
Well, I only like to be touched by certain people.
I don't like to be touched.
But I feel like expecting kids to stay 6 feet away from each
Jesus.
Other, like during recess and on the bus.
Yes.
And like, what?
Yes.
Like, that is against human nature.
That is true. Like, play. Like, you're not doing recess. What y'all gonna do?
What? Nothing. Like,
learn how to run staying 6 feet apart.
What game can you play that is if you can't get 6 feet?
I mean, if you play tag the right way and everyone's faster than the person who's it.
Like, if you're winning tag all the time.
Okay, so I do want to say, because I said a lot of negative things about, like, virtual learning. I think it can be done the right way.
Well, like, there's a lot of, like, people who have been homeschooled.
Yeah.
I mean.
But that means you have someone who can teach you at home also. Like, it's usually, like, a parent is deciding to homeschool their kid. So,
okay. That's
also a different access thing. Can you have two parents, one can afford to stay home.
Or you're Amish.
Girl, I'm done with
you. Sorry. I used to worry about the Amish.
Lord, you did. You were a Mansfield. But I do know some districts and some schools have been trying to, like, you know, rectify that. So, like, I know CMSD and Breakthrough, they had passed out, like, you know, food. So, like, kids were still able to get, like, school lunch and school breakfast.
That's good.
I know, like, there's been things, but it's still, it is the schools and the districts and the teachers and admin trying to figure this thing out. And that's, for me, I think, why I get so aggravated with education sometimes, because it feels like people just tell us, y'all got to figure out how to make this happen with not enough money. And if you don't do it, then you're going to feel like shit because you care about kids. You want them to be successful. So now you have teachers and admin and, like, you know, people in schools really just, like, trying to pull their hair to figure this out. And it's like, we need more money. We need you all to step back for a minute and let us do what we went to school to do. But it's like, it's hard.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you a question because you work at a charter school.
Yeah.
Are those run differently than public schools?
Yeah. Public district schools, like, that's what traditional education was. And then I think in the early 2000s, late 90s, charters were created, and they are like, they get a portion of the money per student, and then that the district gives, and then they have to, like, fund the rest of it. And what comes with charters is, like, they have more autonomy. They don't have to do thing, like, you don't have to do everything the way the district does, because they don't, like, take all the funding.
Is it in between, like, a private?
Yeah.
And a public?
Yeah, it's like, it's basically like, I want a different option than public, but I can't afford private.
Okay.
But the difference is, like, you know, some charters have teachers unions, many don't. So
you don't?
No. But so it's different, but yes, yeah, so I'm in a charter, and like public schools are doing like CMSD does different things. I don't really know what their plan is.
Yeah.
I think
they're probably all virtual based on the map.
I'm done. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's true. That is true.
I like I went to a private school when I was growing up, so I don't.
Ooh, yeah, I don't know what private schools are doing right now.
Probably whatever they want to do.
I know, that's real.
They're probably like, just learning.
So you were talking about even them being, like, in the school and why it wouldn't work. I know we were talking about, tell me about, like, schools that have tried to open up and what that's been like. Because you were telling me about.
Yeah, well, they've been out-of-state schools, but I've seen on the news where people, like, kids, high schoolers, are, like, taking photographs of the hallways being really crowded and not everyone wearing masks. And it resulted in, like, the girl who took the photo being suspended for basically exposing the school for what it is.
Bless her heart. She's just being out the system.
Right. And then more kids did it. And so that particular school is now, back to remote learning for at least 2 weeks for, like, quarantining. Because I think there have been positive cases since students have come back to school.
Didn't you say one kid came day one?
Yes, day one.
And then the school had to close.
And then someone tested positive and they had to go back to remote or
So it's almost like you might as well figure out what it looks like to be remote because it's going to happen.
It's inevitable.
Yes, because they're sitting here trying to rush. I'm sitting here thinking about like colleges and universities because you were talking about that.
I know, well, like, my little sister, she's in nursing school right now, and she had been doing a mix of in-class and online classes anyway, but I think this semester, they're basically all online. I heard, like, bigger schools that are, you know, like, known for being a big campus school.
Yeah.
Like, not a commuter school, like, those schools that rely on, like, students and students staying on campus and in dorm rooms. Like, I don't know what's happening there.
I know Kiki, my best friend, she works at the University of Kentucky, and she be trying to explain to me what they're doing. I need to pay better attention because I'm still confused. But I think there's some days some people can be on campus. I know they have, like, I don't know. It's really confusing. I'm going to have to ask her again to, like, explain it again, and I'll, like, really, really ask questions really this time. But I don't think I've heard her say everything is virtual. Like, I remember she said that.
What about, they're going to lose so much money and staff because, like, you couldn't think.
Like res
like,
life.
Yeah, like, think of, like, dining halls. Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot of people.
I think some lunch ladies are going to get laid off. I think, what about like college sports? I know we talked about football, but there's so many other sports.
Even like, like resident halls, like people when they were like RAs and like the staff and like the grown people who
were like,
there.
You like trying to do like fun stuff for your like residence hall, like you didn't do that? Like we had like comedian, like we had comedy shows come, we had like ice cream socials.
I mean, we did that, but not in the dorm. You had to go down to the student union for that.
Yeah,
student union. Oh, okay. We're talking about different things. But yeah, like the college life, like people who have that job.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember, but I remember what Kiki was telling me. I paid for this whole semester and all these experiences, and I had to go the fuck home. Can I get some of that money back? Because I didn't get to do all the stuff. Like lab fees. Right. What? No labs.
Right.
Like, if anyone.
Or this coming.
That's the thing, like, too. Like, is tuition going to go down? Because I can't. They no lab fees.
There's no rec anymore.
There's no
rec. Go to the rec center.
There might be. Like, gyms are open in real life. Why wouldn't the gym of the university be open? Think about that. And that's the thing. Like, some of the universities were built around their colleges. Like, University of Kentucky was around, I think, before Lexington or, like, right close
to
it.
Even, like, cities are being built around universities.
Yes. And so, like, if you was the public library, and you're the university, mm-hmm. you open.
Mm. That's like a smaller city or like a just a college town city?
Lexington? No, it's a big city. It's a it's a major city.
An urban.
That don't mean it ain't major. All right, international students.
So remember like, well.
Remember ICE, when ICE tried to bust in and take college students that were international during COVID?
Yeah, and then like the borders are closing, so like no one can really come home or go home.
Yeah.
And then you've got these international students are just here for college, and they might, you know, have intentions of staying here after, but who knows? They're probably on the student visa. And if they can't go to school, let's say their school's like, you know, postponed or what have you, like, where do they go?
I don't know.
They might not even have much to go home to, wherever home is.
They might have some. Don't be assuming.
I know, but like, I don't know. I dated an international student once. He was from Nigeria.
You didn't date football players and international students. Let me guess. You dated a comedian before. Let's let's do a quick answer.
I mean, I've had she dated a comedian. A lot of people I dated.
Lawyer?
No.
Doctor?
I know a lawyer, that actually.
I know. We're talking about dating. Doctor?
Yes. Dentist.
Ooh.
You know what?
Optometrist?
No.
Might as well try. Firefighter?
No. I'm done. This game is over.
DJ?
As someone who DJed on the side.
Don't they all?
True, true.
Okay, so now back to, but, so... We're still talking about schools, and if you cannot tell by all my rants, I am very passionate about education. I've spent most of my adult life working in schools, and I love working in schools. I love kids. But, so, I'm just saying, like, some of my rants are because, like, this has been, like, the last 7-8 years of my life.
Desi loves kids.
Desi loves kids. Ain't got none, but love everybody else's. All right, so, and I think about all the reasons, like, a school is important to a student. I understand, and it breaks my heart that, like, we can't open schools back up. Like, I don't think there is a teacher who is like, oh, I don't want to see my kids again. Like, that was the hardest thing about the pandemic mm-hmm. for teachers. It was like, I am saying goodbye. I wasn't ready to. I don't know when I'll get to see them again. I don't know if this is the last time. Like, that's hard. So it's not that we don't want to, and we know how important it is for students to get an education, to get the services they need. I don't think that is why most of America is wanting to open schools.
No, okay, so I'm glad we got here. So you're saying, and I think I was saying too, like, the whole get back to school thing is so we can all get back to work thing.
We all want to go back to normal really bad.
Yeah, and a lot of countries kind of have, except for us.
Because we did this wrong.
Yeah, that's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
But, like, we can't, all of the people who've been working from home or even got laid off mm-hmm. because of childcare mm-hmm. or the lack of, and school is childcare during the day.
Yeah.
It's like, we can't go back to work because who's going to watch our children?
Remember, so if you haven't listened to our episode of Women Ruled the World, because we talk about how we would have had universal child care.
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, listen. Because.
But if we did have child care, like, we couldn't be, like, all in a daycare center right now.
No, we would have, like, it would be a whole bunch of people with, like, 4 kids we would or just, something. It'd be different. Or.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I'm sorry. That.
Like, rent nannies or something. Oh.
It would be nice. We should have, like, government-sponsored nannies. Like, that'd be just, I'd be like, a nanny. Job. Yeah.
I was almost one time going to just be a full-time nanny because the deal was so good.
But, like, now there's like, these little groups popping up, and mm-hmm. I feel like it might be in the affluent department where, like, there's someone, like, volunteers to have, like, everyone's child over at their house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Like, these, like, little, like, learning stations or something.
Oh, that's a cute name.
Like, how do you...
Sorry.
Yeah, how do you feel it? I feel like that's not really going to help the situation. I feel like and that it's going to create inequities.
Oh, girl, inequities been, like, yes, you are 100% right. That's going to happen. And, like, not everyone can find someone to watch their kids. Like, if like, we all work. Like, literally, if one of our friends had a kid, we might be okay if they had to go to work because we work from home. But, like, what if, like, you just know people who all work, like, out places that aren't remote? Like, who gonna watch the kid? And that's sad. Like, so, and I think some people just don't want to deal with their kids no more. They just want to send them back to school.
Probably. I mean, I don't have any, but I'm sure they could get annoying.
My dog is annoying. I'm trying to find people to watch Baxter for me. I am always advocating for somebody to watch my dog for me because I'm tired. I could not imagine being a full-time parent and trying to work, but also, like, that doesn't mean we need to send them to school all at the same time. I don't know, but did you see, I do want to talk about, did you see how some districts are trying to get teachers to retire early because if they were at a certain age, they were at risk population to go back to school?
So they're discriminating them based on age? That's
no, it's when they retire early. They're just like, why don't you just relax?
I know. I'm not surprised because, I mean, a lot of places and companies and things do that. So I think that's an individual decision. They gotta look at their own finances.
If they give me the same money, because you know there's like retirement, you get all your money, like early retirement, you don't get all of it. Give me all the money and...
Yeah, like whatever the package, what the deal is they're trying to sell you.
Yeah. Give me enough money.
Your full retirement?
There you go. Can I get a little extra? Can I get a little COVID cash? Because... But that was the thing.
Make some severance pay.
But yeah, so I think we talked through everything with schools and schools opening. I have to say, when you first brought this topic up, I was like, I actually had anxiety. Because I was just like, that's my job. And I feel like I don't want to like talk about work. But it's something I'm passionate about. And also, I feel like I'm thankful that you did it because it is a very important topic.
Yay, good.
Yeah. And I make you talk about your whiteness a lot, so I make you uncomfortable sometimes. So I should be uncomfortable.
Sometimes.
You know? Girl, be quiet. It don't even be me saying that. It'd be you saying something, my reaction.
That's true.
All right, so what should we say in the end of this?
Stay COVID free.
Damn.
Quarantine queen.
That's a big job to give people.
Peace, love, and hair grease.
It was chicken grease. Love, peace, and chicken grease.
Love, peace, and chicken grease. What? Did it all sound right?
Well, where did that even come from?
I don't know. I'm just send off, you know.
Let me get creative.
You always have like something profound to say.
No, I don't.
And then I'm just like, okay, bye.
Your profound thing was love, peace, and chicken grease.
Yes.
Woo wee. Okay. All right, so as we send off, we want to say thank you. We are, you know, growing little by little in our listeners. Please continue to like our pages. Let me go ahead and say the actual stuff. We always say like, share, subscribe. Let me actually say. Our Instagram is @SundaySips_. We have a Facebook page. You can search Sips with Kayla and Desi. And we have an email, which is SundaySips@yahoo.com. We would love for you all to like, share, and subscribe. We would also love emails, y'all. Like, and we're still putting together a cookbook. I've been working a lot. She's been working a lot. But, like, it's coming together. So if you would like to put some drink suggestions in there for us to try.
I got some good ones from Facebook.
Yo, wait. I need to shout out. Who was that woman that I met? Your mom's friend? Who was that? I love her.
Oh, Michelle.
Oh my God, there's this woman named Michelle, and I love her.
Yeah, we call her Shelly.
She's awesome. But remember, she said she has some recipes for us. So.
Yeah, like her brother is a bartender.
Praise God. But oh my God, and then like her outfit was amazing. Like she was great.
She's cute.
She is. Where is she? Like we need to bring her home.
She's still here in Ohio.
I bet she is. She's from Florida.
I know. She invited me down. I was like, yeah, but later.
Oh, wait. Can we quickly tell a story about how I didn't know that I made a face? But Kayla, please tell the story.
So she and my mother were over for dinner, and I introduced her to Andesia, and she said how she was, like, from Florida, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Andesia's face just, like, dropped. Like, all emotion was, like, straight face. And I hope I was the only one who saw it, because it didn't happen for very long, but it was funny. And so later I was like, oh, but you've been here in Ohio for a while because she's been helping her elderly parents do stuff. So she's been in Ohio for like months.
Yo, I didn't even know my face changed, but I remember when she said the word Florida. I remember being like, oh shit. Like, and it wasn't like a, oh shit, like I'm gonna get sick. It was like, oh shit, like bless her heart. Cause Florida is really popping right now.
Florida's having a bad time.
Yeah, but she did have a nice tan. I should have known. I don't remember what we talked about, but I remember being like, this one right here, she dope.
Yeah, and her sister like really into like holistic healing.
Yes. That's great. So like they burn sage through the house and stuff.
Yeah.
So I need more sage.
Yeah, don't we all?
Yeah.
Well, we should probably cut it here.
Yeah, why not? We need to cut it. Bye, y'all. Like, share, subscribe. Bye.
Bye.